my friends. I thought it appropriate to actually talk about what hypnosis is because I think it can be a little unclear to some. So let's just start with the technical statement here. So hypnosis defined is a state or condition in which the client or a person becomes highly responsive to suggestion. If the person is profoundly responsive, he or she hears, sees, feels, smells, and tastes in accordance with the suggestions given, even though these may be in direct contradiction to the actual stimuli that impinges upon the person. Furthermore, memory and awareness of self can be altered by suggestion. All of these effects may be extended post-hypnotically into the individual's subsequent waking activities. It is as if suggestion given during hypnosis come to define the individual's perception of the real world. In this sense, the phenomenon has been described as a believe in fantasy. Okay, so literally, we are talking about an induced sleep-like state in which a person more readily accepts the hypnotist's suggestion, an altered state of consciousness, deep relaxation, focused concentration, meditation, daydreaming, or voluntarily acceptance, or I should say, and voluntarily acceptance of a suggestion. For the birthing purpose, or so we'll say in the terms of hypnobirthing, hypnosis allows us, like a zoom lens on a camera, to explore and examine beliefs, experiences, and habits that are less than clear on a conscious level. It provides the ability to zoom in on limiting thoughts and release those that could interfere with the smooth, easy, and calm birth that couples desire. Okay, so with that stated, let's talk about what hypnosis is and what it isn't. Okay, so a hypnotized person, first of all, is under self-hypnosis. And what I mean by that is you are in complete control. We will talk about and address some of the myths surrounding hypnosis, but it is really important to note that you are completely in control of your experience. You are not unconscious or sleeping when you are in a hypnotized state. So you will not be submissive to another person's will. You're not in a trance-like state, and you're not going to be prone to reveal confidential information. You will be totally conscious. You will be a consenting participant. You will be fully in control. You will be comfortably relaxed, and you will be aware of surroundings and what is happening. But the purpose of hypnosis is really to work with your subconscious mind. And that is why it is so powerful, even at the beginning of hypnobirthing course, at the beginning with the hypnobirthing course, that we really work to dehypnotize some of the things that are in your current awareness, that are currently in your subconscious, that you may not really even be aware of. Rather, we call this your programming, right? You've maybe seen birth your entire life as something that is painful and rather traumatic, even, that is chaotic, and really birth doesn't have to be any of that. It can be calm and serene even, and maybe uncomfortable, maybe pain-free, but not painful. It doesn't have to be a suffering experience. And for some with these tools, you know, we don't guarantee a pain-free experience necessarily, but if you are in a hypnotic state and you do understand how to use these tools, you can have a pain-free birth. It's crazy to think, but it is absolutely possible. And when we look at the different types of hypnosis, we see that even in the circumstance of saying, say, a medical setting where someone needs a root canal and they're sensitive to anesthesia, they can be hypnotized and not feel a thing. The same is true with a C-birth, or as you would hear in a medical setting, a cesarean section. Women have had cesarean births, or C-births, as we call them in hypnobirthing, with no anesthesia and no drugs, simply under hypnosis. So I ask you why it wouldn't be possible in a birthing setting. And your response right now, really think about it, how your body is responding, what your thoughts are about this hypnosis thing. Are you suspicious? If you've had a baby, you probably are suspicious, especially if you've had a drug-free birth without hypnosis. You're probably suspicious if you've felt labor before, right? But the reality is, there's another way. There's another way to birth. So, I will leave you with that. In coming episodes, we will explore some of the things to look for in a hypnotist. We will explore what is happening in your brain when you are under hypnosis. We'll explore the different types of hypnosis, because there are different types of practitioners, and a clinical hypnotist is different than a therapeutic hypnotist. So it's important to understand the difference and understand the level of skill needed for particular types of outcomes. So with that said, I will wish you a beautiful day and catch you on the next episode.